Welcome to the third season of the Aman Magazine podcast. I'm your host, Amani Sams, and you guys are definitely in for a treat for this episode. If you're new here, the Aman Magazine podcast has exclusive interviews with professionals from all fields as we discuss the latest trending topics. I had the pleasure of interviewing author, speaker, and dental airway educator, Ms. Carice LaGuerre, who specializes in breathing, sleep, alternative health, with myofunctional therapy. Stay tuned for more. Okay, awesome. Hi, Carice. How are you today?
I am great.
It's so amazing to have you on the podcast today.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Of course, you're welcome. And I can't wait to talk about this topic today because this is just a detrimental issue happening and people are just suffering in silence. They don't know what's happening, but they're struggling with undiagnosed sleep and breathing issues. But, you know, I believe that everyone knows at least one person that snores like extremely loud at night or has sleep apnea or, you know, that sleeps on a CPAP machine. But you practice a more holistic approach to solve these problems. Can you please explain myofunctional therapy for those that aren't familiar and, you know, explain to us how this helps?
Absolutely. So myofunctional therapy, I get asked about on the daily. For some reason, you know, people aren't talking about it at their dinner table. But myofunctional therapy has been so powerful in my life and then in the lives of others. It's essentially like personal training, but for all the muscles below your eyes and of your shoulders. So these muscle groups are going to be critical. This is really a lot of your upper respiratory. And when it comes to sleep and when we're lying down and we lay back, a lot of those muscles start to relax. Honestly, when we're getting into stage one and two of sleep, a lot of the body is starting to relax and a lot of the muscles are starting to, you know, get lax. And what's going to happen is that those muscles of the throat, the soft palate, everything that's really surrounding our airway is going to start to fall back and collapse down. Now, we don't want that to happen because when you think about snoring, snoring is really just air meeting resistance as we're trying to breathe. It's really air trying to push through all of those tissues as they're blocking off the airway.
Right.
So it's really important to, you know, get those muscles nice and toned to know what is happening, you know, physiologically, and that we do have control over it so that we can breathe better at night when we're sleeping, which is going to impact our lives in so many ways, because, you know, nothing is more important than breathing, honestly. We can't do anything if we can't breathe.
Right. And I love that because this is such a more holistic approach. I mean, pharmaceutical companies constantly push medicine and all these machines like down our throats. So this is an amazing approach.
Yes, I'm really excited about it because what it is it's actually getting to the root of the problem as opposed to just kind of putting a Band-Aid on it. So when we think about things like CPAPs and then, you know, even with medication, the medications are not solving the problem, right? It's just kind of putting a Band-Aid over it. And the CPAP is just pushing air into the throat to keep the airway open instead of us actually figuring out how we can keep it open naturally. So I think it's fantastic as far as being as true to the body as possible and getting to what's actually causing the issue.
That's awesome. Awesome. So tell us about your private practice, the MyoSpot, and what inspired you to start it?
So the MyoSpot, I do teletherapy. So COVID has been wonderful for my business. So I'm 100% teletherapy, seeing clients pretty much globally. I see people from everywhere. And what I do is I help people overcome these issues that they're having, upper respiratory issues that are dealing specifically with oral facial function and muscles. Now, I got into this because of my children, surprisingly. So as a mom, I feel like a lot of people don't talk about, honestly, what's actually going on in their lives. So when someone says, like, hey, how are you? How are things? You know, none of us really say, oh, well, you know, I have my son who has ADHD and we're struggling with behavior. And if the principal calls me one more time, I'm going to lose my mind. We don't talk about, you know, our 10-year-old that's wetting the bed and is having night terrors and is sleepwalking and is going through a whole slew of things at night and sleep. We definitely don't talk about the two little ones where those two small children that I had, they were constantly on antibiotics, ear infection, throat infection.
Oh, no.
We lived pretty much at the pediatrician's office. It was a mess. But we're not going to talk about any of that because why would we? I mean, sometimes it really feels like it's a reflection of you, right?
Right.
Like, sometimes we take that on, right? So all of these issues, we just kept going and living life thinking that, you know, a lot of people have these problems and since it's so common, it's got to be normal. And that's actually not true. It was in working with a pediatric dentist that she brought up to me that a lot of these problems really do stem from how the kids were breathing, how they were using that upper respiratory musculature, and that there were ways that I could naturally overcome it. And so I dove into myofunctional therapy, and it was really in helping my kids and seeing the profound difference in where they were to where they are now that encouraged me to start up the MyoSpot to help all the other families that I've been working with since 2017.
That's amazing. And thank you so much for sharing your story. I mean, you're right. A lot of people don't talk about what's really going on. And I feel like if we do break it down and, you know, talk about things, we can definitely help each other. It shouldn't be a secret.
Exactly. Especially, you know, in the minority communities, I feel like nobody's talking about a lot of this stuff. We really do take it personal when something's going on with the kids. So I'm glad to be putting it out, and I'm so happy that I'm able to talk about this on your platform.
Thank you. I am as well. But, you know, to break this down even farther, myofunctional therapy, how would you just say it's an, you know, exercising of the muscles to make them stronger, or?
So I would say that we're working on strength of the muscles. We're also working on coordinating them because when you don't use your muscles, there's over 100 muscles
right.
that are in that complex system. And when one isn't functioning right, something else is going to come in and it's going to function. And it's going to create a compensatory pattern that's going to have a consequence, right? So for every action, there's a reaction.
Right.
And I would definitely say that we work on coordinating everything after we strengthen all the muscles, make sure that they're in tip-top shape. Then we try to coordinate them. How should they be functioning? And then we try to habituate, which is going to be bringing it into a subconscious level where we're really making these normal patterns and functions by incorporating it into daily life.
I love that. I love that. All about strengthening up muscles and making yourself super strong where we're not as dependent on all these, you know, medicines. But let's get into poor sleep and how it impacts our health and productivity. So basically, I'm guessing, you know, if you're not using those muscles the right way, you're thinking it's something else, you can't sleep, maybe people think it's stress from COVID. But just tell us about what are some ways that poor sleep impacts our health.
This is a big one because sleep impacts so many facets of our lives. What I think many people don't recognize is that, you know, sleep is not something that you can catch up on per se, right? So when you have a bad night of sleep, that's going to negatively impact the next day. And it's going to carry forward because it's critical for our brain to be able to release and flush all of the fluids and along that blood-brain barrier. We've got to flush all of the negative toxins and so forth that are just kind of floating around in the body. We have our kidneys, and we have our liver, we have our endocrine system that are all flushing out things, but the brain is the only part that doesn't actively flush out while we are awake. Our brain will only do that at night. And so if you're not sleeping and getting into that deep stage 3 REM sleep and staying in there in a long enough time and cycling through, you're not going to be able to retain short-term memory. You're not going to be able to really regenerate and get all of these processes up and moving, because our brain is really the power source for everything. Our whole body, all of our organ systems, our whole muscle system, everything functions on the brain. And if the brain can't get to 100%, you think of it as your battery, like you're trying to plug in your phone to charge it, and overnight you didn't plug it into the outlet, and right, it never really powered, you're not going to have a full phone that next day. Here we are with the brain, and it's not going to just catch up. You've got to actually actively work on getting into good sleep habits, good sleep patterns. That way you can regenerate fully and move forward and function optimally.
Thank you for breaking that down. I feel like a lot of people underestimate the importance of sleep. I mean, it's so many people that's like, oh, team, no sleep. Or while they're sleeping, I'm working. Or you can sleep when you're dead. And it's like, no, that's not how that works. Yeah.
I know, right? That's the worst one.
But tell us about your latest book that you just released called Accomplished. Tell us about it, and where can listeners purchase it?
Accomplished is my labor of love. It's a book that is out on Amazon right now. It's available in paperback and Kindle version. Its full title is Accomplished: How to Sleep Better, Eliminate Burnout, and Execute Goals. It is going to break down in, you know, simple, easy to digest, and easy to put into action steps that you can take in order to do all the things that's listed on the title: sleep better, eliminate burnout, and wake up feeling better, more productive, and execute goals in being more productive.
I love that. I'm definitely going to be adding that to my Amazon cart tonight, because the tips that you gave were amazing.
Yes. I try to break it down and make it as easy as possible, because, you know, that's really the best way to get messages through. You've got to keep it simple, because if it's not simple, everybody has busy lives, right? Nobody can really incorporate something complex into their already busy life. So I think keeping it simple is always best. So definitely a great read.
Right. Well, speaking of being busy, I came across some of your YouTube content, and it's amazing. Tell us about your famous face values episodes on your YouTube channel.
Oh my gosh, that was just so much fun. So in the book Accomplished, I really break down some people who are, you know, notable figures, and they really don't sleep much, but they optimize their sleep in order to be really super productive.
Right.
And they have common facial figures and facial structures. And so what I did was I really took that from written word to video and just took some pictures, and I start outlining things like, this is, you know, comparing two different faces. So we're going to take, let's see, so this is us cast, where we did like Randall and Beth and versus Kevin and whatever the big three is. So we did those faces. And so we're looking at their faces and the facial structure and who's most likely to really have a really good airway based on how the structure is. And I think it's fun because you're looking at celebrities, but it also kind of helps you figure out what you can look at on yourself and say, hey, well, I wonder, do I have good facial structure in order to be my best, most productive self?
Right. Well, I think the one that I watched was Nelly and Ludacris, and that was super entertaining.
Yeah, it's really, really fun, and that was right after they did the versus. And so that was a really great one to record. That was a good versus battle, and it was a really great fun, you know, challenge to record too.
It was. I enjoyed it. So before we get a chance to wrap up, please tell all of the listeners where they can follow you on social media. And I know that you mentioned earlier that you're taking telehealth appointments. Please let us know how we can schedule an appointment with you. And, you know, make sure that our facial muscles and neck muscles are working properly. How can we connect with you?
Absolutely, I would love to. So I am on Facebook and Instagram at The Myo Spot. So PHEMYOSPOT. You can also book a free consultation directly on my website. Scheduling is convenient. I do evenings and weekends, and so it technically works for almost anybody. If you feel like you're struggling, if you feel like you may potentially need help, if you've read the book and, you know, you feel like you've got the signs and the symptoms, schedule something. It doesn't cost you anything. On my website, that's themyospot.com. And, you know, I am always open to people contacting me on social media. If you have any questions, I'm here and available.
That's amazing. So your DMs are open.
Yes.
That's amazing. Well, Carice, thank you so much for joining us today. I look forward to speaking with you soon.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you so much. This has been so much fun.
Of course. Yes, it's been amazing. Okay, let's see. Thank you for tuning into another episode. This episode is brought to you by Popple. Popple is the digital business card that everyone needs, especially during these times. And guess what, guys? Popple Pro is here. Now you can see your pops, profile views, and analytics all in one place. They have also added 8 new links such as Cambly, OnlyFans, FaceTime, Apple Podcasts, Tinder, and Yelp that are functional for instant sharing. Make sure to use promo code AmonMag for 20% off. As always, for more news and information like this, make sure to check us out on AmonMagazine.com.